Now, families around the world are counting down to one of the spookiest times of the year. Some will be going to Halloween experiences, others buying pumpkins, and many are planning their trick-or-treat routes around their housing estates. But one of the most visible features of Halloween is the costume, and our reporter Josh Crosby has been speaking with those searching for a favourite outfit.
One of my kids is going to be a version of The Weeknd, and the other one is going to be Plankton from SpongeBob.
The costumes are in already. And
right, what are they going for?
Or? Oh, it's Star Wars and a bad witch, or a bad queen.
As the evenings get darker and Halloween approaches, there are more chances of encountering a witch or a goblin.
It's just a bunch of hocus pocus!
But it doesn't have to be all scary. Some go for superheroes, cartoon characters, or even animals.
My name is Keela and I'm 7. I like that we can go trick-or-treating.
And what are you going to dress up as this year?
A cat.
A cat? What colour cat?
Black.
Black cat?
Yeah.
And what will you say when you knock on the doors?
Trick-or-treat.
The options are endless, with a sense of imagination, whether it's a homemade costume, professionally stitched, or just splashing on some makeup. Excitement is building at the Fun Play store in Stephen's Green as brand manager Orla shows me around.
Oh, listen, it is just getting so exciting now. Like, the buzz is really, really coming on. Everyone is trying to think of what they're going as. All the staff in the shop are Halloween mad as well, so we have a lot of excitement in there. And yeah, it's building every day.
And as I look around here now, there's cowboys, doctors, zombies, Where's Wally, clowns. What are the popular ones this year?
There's always the ones that are real popular will be, say, Chucky, Michael Myers. Here we have a cool dead zombie. That would normally be a really popular one.
Yes.
Cook and all the special effects for everyone.
Yeah, and the clown masks, they can be quite popular.
Oh, jeez, the clowns, they're brilliant. They're really creepy.
They will mirror TV shows or what's in popular culture at the time.
Absolutely, and it happens so quickly. Like last year, Squid Game came out, and I mean, we had to scrummage so much to try and find some costumes.
Yeah,
it was incredible.
It was incredible.
No one had it ready.
For children, then, like, do they tend to go for a certain theme? Is it more based on superheroes and...
So for us, we find the kids love all the creepy clowns, like killer clowns, killers. They love, that's the lads. Girls always love an owl witch, you know.
There's a certain age then when it comes to a cutoff point where it's not cool to do a certain costume. They want to do different styles, is it?
Yeah, like I kind of feel, I can't believe it, because I find people going into their teens now are dressing up more, which we didn't as when we were young. You kind of got a bit too cool for it. But now, I don't know, there's so much of it now. Like, a lot of people are doing the zombie.
With in-person events fully back this year, there's more excitement around fancy dress parties than ever.
I wanted to go with one of my friends that's a twin, and like we could do the Shining Twins. But I was thinking maybe like from the TV show, but it was going to be like the killer from Villanelle from Killing Eve. Thought that'd be funny.
I love like dressing up, and the like spooky season I think is fun, and it's also my birthday, which is even more fun.
Right, so you're celebrating two events really?
Yeah, and I'm a twin, so I guess it's three events really.
What's the outfit this year?
I'm gonna be dressing up as Suspiria, so it's like a rope dress.
What will you be dressing up as now this year, or what are you planning on?
A ladybird, because I kind of already have the hair and costume. So
the hair is sorted, and then just what, plenty of dots?
No, Ladybird from the film. Ladybird. Oh.
My bad.
Yes, Saoirse Ronan, the film.
I actually have my outfit on me right now.
Right, what are you dressing up as?
Going as a prisoner, and then one of my friends is going as a policeman.
Right. So yeah. He's going to be locking you up.
Exactly, that's the whole plan. And then in work, we're allowed to dress up, so I haven't thought about I'm going to go for that yet.
You're dressed up going into work?
Yeah, we're allowed on the Monday, the bank holiday, behind the counter. Right. I'll be dressed up as something.
It's good crack in your workplace, anyway.
Yeah.
Have you got your costume sorted now for Halloween?
I do. I'm doing a lovely couple's costume with my girlfriend. She's going to be Hugh Hefner, and I'm going to be a Playboy bunny.
Right, so she's going to be wearing the robe, is it?
She's going to be the red robe, the sailor hat, a little pipe.
And then you have your bunny ears.
Then I have the bunny ears, the collar, the black dress.
Alright, are you heading out in town? It could be cold.
Yeah, we're going to be heading town then for a few drinks and a little boogie.
You might be borrowing her robe later if you're going to be cold.
Oh, I think so.
So, with preparations underway for quirky, scary and bizarre outfits, demand is high for some of the must-have costumes. Like the material shortages we hear from other sectors, some suppliers are also being hit with costume delays. But that hasn't stopped the Halloween spirit over at the Fancy Dress Warehouse in Talla.
This is Toyas Cavnet. We're in Fancy Dress Warehouse. We're in business over 30 years, myself and Kathy, my wife. And the phones are starting to ring now. Have you got a Top Gun suit or have you got something from a movie? That's the route we seem to be going this year. A lot of kids' costumes, obviously. There's a lot of kids dress up this year.
You're in the thick of it now. So what's going out the door or what are you selling? What's the most popular ones?
Some of them are looking for the scary, usual, traditional sort of Halloween stuff. And then others are looking for characters from whether it's a book or a TV programme. There's a lot of that sort of stuff. Some of those guys are hard to get when they're copyright characters.
And just like construction materials, any other materials, costumes are hard got as well this year, I believe.
Absolutely. The good quality stuff that we've a company we're dealing with. To get around Brexit, they opened a depot in Europe, but it's taken 3 weeks or 4 weeks to get in what we used to get in 3 or 4 days. My advice to mammies or daddies out there who love our kids' costumes is buy as early as you can, try and get them as early as you can.
And yourself and your wife have been in this line of work for, as you said yourself, over 3 decades now. You're dressing people for the theatre stage, you've been around costumes, travelling the world, picking up different pieces of clothing. When did the scary outfit or the scary element to Halloween come into play?
I suppose my mother introduced me to the black bag or to my father's jacket. That was the scariest thing I see. But all joking aside, it goes in trends. A lot of years ago, I was at a trade show in Chicago and they showed me this stand that had playwear, which I went to, okay, what's that? And it was short versions of everything, whether it was Snow White, a short version of Sexy Nun, Sexy Nurse, all that stuff. And I thought at the time, geez, we'll never sell that in Ireland on a cold October night. It's never going to sell. And about 2 years later, sure, that's all they wanted was that sort of stuff. So we're made from hardy stuff over here. They'll wear the sexy stuff whether it's cold or not.
Carving pumpkins, decorating gardens with cobwebs and knocking on doors are all part of the Halloween fun, but dressing up is one of the key elements to this spooky time of the year. I met with Dr. Sarah Cleary, who's a horror consultant and holds a PhD in horror from Trinity. Dr. Cleary is also behind the Samhain Family Festival and tells me about the deep history of the Halloween costume.
The Halloween that we now celebrate nowadays, it's a hybrid of Christian, pagan and Celtic belief systems. But really the origins of Halloween goes back, of course, to Samhain. And this was a pagan and a Celtic tradition in Ireland in which the veils between other worlds and our worlds would be at their thinnest. We have a lot of traditions ranging from this. And I suppose one of the biggest ones that people still to this day celebrate was, of course, the dress up. And the dress up was something that we often used during these periods as a form of subterfuge. So when the veil was thinnest between our world and their world, we would try to confuse the ghouls and the goblins from taking us back to these other worlds. So we would dress up as the ghouls and the goblins.
When people are trick-or-treating, people might look and they might assume, oh, it's just added on over the years, or it's Americanized, but it's not the case. It is a key element of Halloween.
Very much so. And there's no denying that there is a massive commercial element to it. Of course, in the 1930s in America, we really had the Halloween that we now know to this day. So there's a really interesting interplay between this idea that you, for one night a year, you can become like the pooka, something else.
Very good, very good. So it's a busy week ahead for you now. Talk to me about the family festival. What's the atmosphere like? The first real full return of in-person events.
Usher, listen, this is Christmas time for us, right? So we have a festival called Samhain Family Festival. On the 23rd, we have our large-scale Creatures of Samhain event. Everything is free and we have on stage folklore and mythology come to life, reinterpreted for the 21st century audience.
So from trick-or-treating to family festivals, it's a time to celebrate traditions, storytelling and creativity. But for those who are enjoying the full imagination Halloween has to offer, what are they excited about?
I like skeletons.
Skeletons? And what do you say when you knock on the door?
Trick-or-treat! And you do a skill.
You get a big bag of treats, is it?
Yeah.
What are you dressing up as?
Skeleton.
Oh, 2 skeletons.
I'm Sophia and I'm 9. I'm dressing up as Stitch.
Stitch?
Yeah.
How will that go now? Will you be face painting and all that, is it?
No, I might wear my Uri. It's like a pajama jumper.
And what do you enjoy about Halloween? Trick-or-treating and that?
The Halloween games. Trick-or-treat.
Trick or treat. When did that come in? It used to be help the Halloween party. Now it's trick or treat. All very American, I suppose. Some children in Dublin sharing their Halloween costume plans.